Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
George Mason beats UMass. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather. It's Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at zeroresdc.com. That's zeroresdc.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go back to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Steve, some areas seeing a little bit of volume forming here with the rush hour. It's 270 as you come out of the Frederick area, merging down past the Monocacy, toward Urbana and Hyattstown. 95, the same story near the ICC and continuing past 212 and near the Beltway, each direction a little bit below speed, too. Now, what we really need to watch for this morning is the varying conditions on the road surfaces. Some lanes will be wet. Some might get some snow, might have refreeze and slick conditions. So please take it easy as you head out and about. Inbound in Virginia will come on the connector road here. If you're making that travel toward McLean and you normally use the exit to 123, be extra cautious. They had that temporary stop because of a car that went on that exit ramp, spun out into the ditch. We've had a couple spin outs this morning. Northbound Branch Avenue as you approach the Beltway, one spun out there in the ditch as well. No problems to report. 395 looking pretty good. Mostly, again, the wet pavement, but that could change from lane to lane, so do watch there. 66 westbound inside the Beltway near Glebe Road, the crash along the right side. Update sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Well, learn how to get it published and potentially sold online in a bookstore. It's called Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833. That's 800-470-4833. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong winds and snow around this morning. Winter weather advisory in effect. 1 to 3 inches here in and around the district. Partly cloudy by this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28 degrees. Wind chill advisory tonight. Clear, windy, cold, 11 degrees. Windy with sunshine tomorrow at only 22. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Chantilly, 23 in Frederick, 24 here in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by Page Publishing. Get a full list of closings and delays today at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk as you roll through some of that snow this morning on the way to work. By the way, for more on closures and updates as you're getting top and the bottom of every hour from WMAL News, you can also go to WMAL.com, go to the Storm Center, find out a bunch of information there as well. Coming up, We've got Hans von Spakovsky joining us at 6:35 to talk about this voter fraud commission that the White House just closed. He was on it. Janice Dean, the weather machine, going to join us at 6:45. Daniel Halper joins us at 7:05 from the Washington Free Beacon. Byron York of the Washington Examiner joins us at 7:35. There's some Dossier news for you. 8:05, Sarah Zaski, the author of Octoon Baby, is joining us. And then at 8:15, John Whitbeck, head of the Republican Party in the Commonwealth of Virginia. All ahead on Mornings on the Mom, Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
Well, to say that it all hit the fan yesterday is an understatement. Washington just exploded yesterday, not with the upcoming weather, but because there were excerpts from an upcoming book printed in The Guardian. It's called Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. And other excerpts have come out as well. The New Yorker had some excerpts from this book. And it's called Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. The big part of this, and this, the author of this book, Michael Wolff, supposedly interviewed over 200 people, people associated with the campaign, with Trump, with the family, with the White House. But the big quotes that came out yesterday were from Steve Bannon, who most people assume very close to the president, and he had some things to say that really were explosive. He talks about Donald Trump Jr. and the meeting in Trump Tower, calling it treasonous, saying that it was unpatriotic, according to the excerpts in The Guardian. This is Donald Trump Jr. meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya. A couple of other people were in the meeting as well, and it has been painted all along as no big deal. They just sat there. Supposedly, she had oppo research on Hillary Clinton. Get there, and it was a meeting on the Magnitsky Act. It had nothing on Hillary Clinton. After about 20 minutes, they left. They're like, that's the end of it. No big deal.
I mean, the way you've interpreted this meeting so far has mostly been a partisan question. Whether or not, if you're a conservative or if you're a Trump supporter, you've probably looked at this and gone, okay, show me the evidence that there's something wrong here because it looks like this is fine. If you're a liberal, if you're a Trump hater, there's been a lot of, oh my God, this is the end of the Republic and everyone needs to be indicted. Now this.
Right. Now, it's treasonous and unpatriotic. Wolf writes in the book, Bannon remarked mockingly, the three senior guys in the campaign thought it was a good idea to meet with a foreign government inside Trump Tower in the conference room on the 25th floor with no lawyers. They didn't have any lawyers. Even if you thought that this was not treasonous or unpatriotic or bad stuff, because Bannon likes to swear a lot. And I happen to think it's all of that. You should have called the FBI immediately. Now, from what I understand, they had no idea that she was a Russian operative or anything or connected with the Russians. They thought she was a lawyer. Am I wrong on
so
that?
So there was a lawyer in the room.
There you go. But from what I understand of the whole thing, they had no idea she was connected with the Russian government. They just thought she was a lawyer. That was, you know, had some information opposition research on Hillary Clinton. So that
Junior right, looking to help his pop.
Yeah, and Wolf continues to write that Bannon said that if such a meeting had to take place, it should have been set up, quote, in a Holiday Inn in Manchester, New Hampshire, with your lawyers who meet with these people. And he went on to say that any information could then be, quote, dumped down to Breitbart or something like that, or maybe some other more legitimate publication. He added, you never see it, you never know it, because you don't need to, but that's the brain trust that they had. He also speculated that Donald Trump Jr. involved his father in that meeting, which is something that we have been told never happened. Never happened that Donald Trump Sr. was not involved in this at all. He went on to say the chance that Don Jr. did not walk these, I don't even know what this word is, some word, so I don't know if it's derogatory, so I'm not going to say it, up to his father's office.
These people, basically.
These people, up to his father's office on the 26th floor is zero. So he's alleging that Donald Trump Jr. took Veselnitskaya and the other people who were there up to his father's office. That's what he's alleging here. So the president, of course, came down hard, fast, furious on to Steve Bannon, and he issued a statement saying that Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency when he was fired. So here you go. He didn't leave of his own accord. He was fired. He not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Steve was a staffer who worked for me after I had already won the nomination by defeating 17 candidates. And he goes on, Steve doesn't represent my base. He's only in it for himself. The other thing that came out of the president's statement was he goes out to call Steve Bannon out as a leaker in the White House. Remember in the beginning of the presidency when all those leaks were happening? President Trump pretty much says, yeah, we know who it was. He says Steve pretends to be at war with the media, which he calls the opposition party. Yet he spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. It's the only thing he does well. So that's where
that's not a small thing. No. I mean, he just absolutely. Remember that big button he was bragging about having?
Mm-hmm.
He pushed it and hit Steve Bannon. I mean, that thing, I mean, that's not, you, that's, I don't even know if that's recoverable. I mean, Bannon is known for his relationship with Trump supporters, for his relationship with the very people who support the president of the United States. The idea that he works for a blog that supports them. And now he's in a situation where the president of the United States is actually saying, no, I reject you. I reject you. You're an opportunist. You are not responsible. You claim you are. These are delusions of grandeur, basically. And no, you're out. And I fired you.
Yeah, and Newt Gingrich went on to pretty much back up the president's sentiment on that.
Bannon has an exaggerated sense of self-importance, and the news media, of course, builds it up because it's exactly in the age of the Kardashians, the kind of nonsense that they love to fill time and space with.
All right, so Newt Gingrich saying, yeah, exaggerated sense of self-importance. Now, late yesterday, lawyers for the president sent a cease and desist letter to Bannon, arguing that he violated the employment agreement that he signed with the Trump Organization and that he also most likely defamed the president. They ordered that he stop communicating either confidential and or disparaging information and that he preserve all records in preparation for, quote, imminent legal action.
Yep.
So things probably not going well for Steve Bannon. Now, Steve.
And we'll have Bannon's reaction as well. Bannon speaking out about this last night. So we'll actually have that for you in a moment. Additionally, there's some breaking news now at this moment, which we'll share again after traffic and weather. This will be Donald Trump, the president of the United States, now tweeting about his decision on the Voter Fraud Commission. Hans von Spakovsky joins us this hour at 6:35 to talk about that very subject. All of that straight ahead. First now, though, at 6:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. And extra time, just caution as you head out and about this morning, if you are heading out and about. We do have varying road conditions and a couple accidents that we have had this morning, mostly spin outs because of slick conditions. So we're not all in the clear all over the region. Just watch. We still have the crews out and about treating and retreating the surface. On the connector road coming inbound, the exit ramp to 123, one spun out into the ditch. They had to close off that ramp. We also had 166 west at Glebe Road coming off of the merge. The trouble is the merge area wasn't completely clear of snow, so we had one spin out there too. So that's going to be the theme throughout the region. Through Brandywine, seeing a little bit of volume with the heavier coverage there on the snow. Northbound 5 at the Beltway, one spun out as well. Now for Metro Rail. Metro Rail trains reporting they're all on time, on schedule, but for Amtrak, the Northeast Regional Service is suspended between Washington, D.C. and Newport News, Norfolk, Virginia. They have canceled those Amtrak trains. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, as you probably know, in your car, looking out your window, it's windy. Snow this morning. It'll give way to partly cloudy conditions this afternoon. A high of 28 degrees, winds northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour. Snow will accumulate where it does from 1 to 3 inches. Winds could occasionally gust up to over 40 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and windy, a low of 11 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be windy with lots of sunshine, a high of 22 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital is 24 with a wind chill of 11. 617 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, so share some breaking news for you now from the President of the United States. Remember yesterday evening, the White House releasing a statement saying that they were closing that voter fraud commission that the White House had kicked off. They had for months been soliciting information from the various states and getting stonewalled, particularly by blue states, saying they weren't going to turn over information or voter roll data in an effort to help the voter fraud commission that the president had cooked up to basically say, let's try and deconflict. Are there people appearing on multiple states' voter rolls? How can we prevent voter fraud nationwide? Democrats, of course, insisting it's not actually a real problem. Stop asking us for information. So ultimately, all the legal challenges led to them closing that voter fraud commission and handing over all of this to DHS, which is going to handle it going forward. Again, Hans von Spakovsky, a member of that commission, will join us at 6:35 this morning to talk about how that all happened. Here's the president in just moments ago. Many mostly Democrat states refused to hand over data from the 2016 election to the Commission on Voter Fraud. They fought hard that the commission not see their records or methods because they know that many people are voting illegally. System is rigged. Must go to voter ID. As Americans, you need identification, sometimes in a very strong and accurate form for almost everything you do, except when it comes to the most important thing, voting, for the people that run your country. Push hard for voter identification. That's the president of the United States just moments ago. And again, Hans will join us at 6:35. But while we're talking about that, we're also talking about what happened yesterday at the White House, which is this battle between Steve Bannon and President Trump.
Now, when we last left you, the president had ordered issued a cease and desist to Bannon for violating his contract with the White House and also possibly defaming the president. So Bannon's allies yesterday are quoted here in the Washington Post has a piece here saying that his allies said that he had considered, Bannon yesterday, considered issuing a statement denouncing the book and denying some of the quotes. And that's I said he's going to come out and deny some of this. I think that's what Bannon's going to do to try to save his skin here. But he was not able to do so before President Trump went on the attack. So yesterday, Steve Bannon has a satellite radio show. He was on the radio show yesterday, and he addressed it kind of somewhat.
The President of the United States is a great man. You know, I support him day in and day out, whether going through the country, given the Trump miracle speech, or on the show or on the website. So I don't think you have to worry about that. But I appreciate the kind words.
So that was in response. The only time Steve Bannon addressed this was yesterday towards the end of his radio show when a listener called and asked him about
it. The kind words he's referring to are not the president.
No. No. And I'm surprised that even got through. I wonder if that was allowed through because it was actually a nice call. But that's how that is the only way in which he has addressed this.
Yeah.
Now, also, he went after not only Donald Trump Jr., but he went after the First Lady. So, which I just think, why did he just not douse himself a gasoline and set himself on fire in the middle of DuPont Circle? Because he basically has just done that to himself. It's just going to be a slow death for Steve Bannon here. You don't go after the president's family. You don't go after the First Lady. According to excerpts published from the book, he said that the First Lady did not want the president to run for president. She was not happy about it. And when he won, she was crying. She was in tears about this, did not want it. Here's the thing. I thought all along she looked none too happy about the entire thing. You know, Melania did not look, when she was up on the stage, remember, at the RNC, I even thought back then she didn't look super stoked about the whole thing. She wasn't smiling like, yay! She's like, okay, here I go. I didn't get that feeling from her that she was super stoked about it, but that may just be her personality and the way she conducts herself in public. So part of that kind of, at least to me, rings true. Her office also came out and condemned the book and as a title to be found in the Bargain fiction bin. The RNC said that Michael Wolff has a long history of making stuff up. So you're going to see a lot of crossfire here now, which is going to be interesting. Apparently, the White House also thought that they had more time to prepare for the book's release. Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday was having a press conference, and she very quickly, let's just go to cut six here, Mike, if you have a quick second here, because I just want you to hear what Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to say about President Trump and his feelings on this.
I think the president's statement is extremely clear what his position on Mr. Bannon is. It was pretty lengthy and pretty detailed, and there's not really much to clarify or to add.
So she was just letting the statement from the president speak for itself. And that's that.
Yeah, didn't stop the reporters from asking insane questions. More on this in a second. 6:22 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and Happy New Year. Now, looking back at 2017, you know, I started the year with my weight loss journey with EMP 180 right around this time last year. I started EMP, and I lost 37 pounds in less than 4 months. I'm living proof that EMP 180 works. When I started EMP, they were still putting up drywall. I took this leap of faith with them. I did it because I was sick and tired of the way I felt and looked. And at my age, extra weight causes health problems. And as a conservative, I wanted to be my own solution, take control of myself. Now it's 2018. And I'm at my empowered weight. Now, I still go back regularly and I check up with them, not every week, but EMP never abandons you. Why don't you go in and sit down with them, see if EMP is right for you. You too could make 2018 the best health year of your life. Start the new year off right. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and worldwide on the web. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today. That's EMP180weightloss.com.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start at making life less stressful, starting with parking. This year, don't park. Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options, then let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code EASY. That's promo code EASY.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you're planning to sell your home, I recommend you call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Your home sold guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Hoping for lighter conditions around the region with all the cancellations and delays, postponements, but with some areas definitely seeing some of the volume. We have varying road conditions. So as you head out and about this morning, and a lot of commuters are saying, oh, I was on the Beltway this stretch, it was nice and clear. It's good to just to be extra cautious, not overconfident, because those lanes can vary as far as the snow coverage and the refreeze anywhere you're traveling. So be very cautious. 50 commuters inside the Beltway, Maryland, as you head toward 450. That's where we had the crash. They had most of that activity to the shoulder. 270, definitely seeing those slowdowns as you come out of the Frederick area, cautiously down through Urbana and Hyattstown. 95, the same story near the ICC. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George-Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway with lanes all reported open. Northbound 5 as you come out of the Brandywine area. Do see some delays now forming each direction just south of Surratt's Road. Had a report of a crash there and some of the snow coverage. One spun out northbound 5 at the Beltway. So spin out. It's always a definite caution as you come to the bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Please be careful. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Well, get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind and snow. More snow to the east where there are winter storm warnings for the district and surrounding counties. Winter weather advisory. Gusty winds in the snow this morning, 1 to maybe 3 inches, then cloudy to partly cloudy this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees. Wind chill has you at 9, 627 on WMAL.
All right, we're talking about the Trump Bannon explosion from yesterday. There's just so much here. Here's the other thing that plays into this is the Mercers were big backers of Bannon, and Robert Mercer, the father, had pulled out and of Breitbart. And Rebecca Mercer, his daughter, has been continuing on the conservative work of the Mercers. Bannon According to this post, according to the Washington Post, this piece in the Washington Post, Bannon has alienated, according to this, Rebecca Mercer, who is one of his big backers. And this was after he supposedly told several other conservative donors that he could count on the Mercer's financial support should he run for president. This is Bannon floating there telling these other conservative people, according to this report, that, you know, well, should I run for president? Maybe, yeah, I've got the Mercer's backing. Now, apparently, that got back to Rebecca Mercer, and she's like, maybe not so fast. So she has supposedly, he alienated her. And the person who gave this report said that Mercer does not plan to financially support Bannon's future projects. And she was frustrated by what he did in Alabama and some of the comments in the news media that seem to just provoke these fights, which are unnecessary.
By the way, President Trump, in that statement, blaming Steve Bannon for a Democrat now being the senator from Alabama.
Yeah, so he seems to be alienating not only the president, but the people who are backing him financially. Yeah. Maybe not such a smart move.
Stay tuned. Hans von Spakovsky joining us soon here, 628 on WMAL.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Yeah, more on the president and his battle with his chief strategist blowing up yesterday. Daniel Halper is going to join us at 7:05 from the Washington Free Beacon to give us a breakdown of that. And also Byron York at 7:35 of the Washington Examiner. A lot to talk about there. Also, Hans von Spakovsky is coming up right after the news. You're going to hear both of these. Hans and snow updates. All important. 6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Lots of schools this morning first announced a delay, but they've since changed their minds. We get the latest with John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
First, the federal government. Steve, the federal government is opening with a two-hour delay. Unscheduled leave and unscheduled telework is permitted. And yes, there are changes in the schools. D.C. schools now closed. They were opening 2 hours late. They're now closed. These school systems all closed in Northern Virginia. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun, Manassas City, Manassas Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed. Falls Church City schools and Fauquier County schools opening 2 hours late. In Maryland, these school systems all closed. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools all closed. Carroll County and Frederick County schools opening 2 hours late. You can get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Thank you, John. Snowfall could be dramatically different depending on where you are. Just 1 to 3 inches expected in around D.C., less to the west. But as you head east, things get dicey fast. Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic breaks it down on Mornings on the Mall.
The bottom line is it's a very intense storm. 24 millibars in 24 hours is the criteria for a bomb. It almost looks like it's got an eye and almost looks like a hurricane. The good news for many of the East Coast cities, it'll move quickly. Still strong winds, blizzard conditions, eastern New England, eastern Long Island, and parts of the mid-Atlantic coast.
Could be more than 6 inches in southern Maryland and toward the eastern shore. Democrats are trying to get their strategy together as a new federal funding deadline fast approaches. Inaction on a new plan for so-called Dreamers is leaving some liberal activists irate. Organizations like Move On are threatening primary challenges against Democrats up for re-election. Others threatening to block campaign cash. The latest funding bill keeps the government open through January 19th. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,923. NASDAQ at 70.65. Sports, the Wizards open their new year with a win over the Knicks. College hoops, Virginia beating Virginia Tech. GW falls to Duquesne. George Mason beating UMass. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
6:35 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we check back in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Annapolis, watch on 50. Crews responding to the crash on 50 right near Rao Boulevard. Inside the Beltway, 50 at 450 had a crash accident activity. Now, we've had a lot of incidents this morning that involve single vehicles with spinouts, problems on the exit ramps and overpasses, where we tend to always see these problems when we have these kind of conditions with the refreeze and slick conditions. Be very careful. 270 out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown. That looks to be the slowest of our 270 ride. Mostly clear pavement too as far as the snow coverage, but don't be overconfident because that can vary anywhere you're heading this morning. Around the Beltway right now, no problems. Maryland Beltway or Virginia, 66, been quiet. Outside the Beltway, inside the Beltway, Glebe Road, crews still with the crash. Westbound at Glebe Road, no delay on the approach with the light volume. But again, another reminder, coming off the exit ramp from Glebe Road to merge to 66, that lane wasn't completely cleared. That's why we had that accident there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind and snow. More snow to the east where there are winter storm warnings for the district and surrounding counties. Winter weather advisory. Gusty winds in the snow this morning, 1 to maybe 3 inches. Then cloudy to partly cloudy this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Manassas, 20 in Rockville. We're 24 here in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by LifeLock. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall, moments, we'll have Janice Dean, the weather machine, to break down all that weather you're looking at as you're driving or looking at your windows this morning. 7:05, Daniel Halper of the Washington Free Beacon. We're going to talk to him about Trump, Bannon, and everything. 7:35, Byron York, a little bit about that, and also about new dossier news for you. 8:05 this morning, Sarah Zaski is the author of Octoon Baby. It's going to be interesting to talk to her. And then 8:15, John Whitbeck. He's the Virginia Republican Party chairman. Busy day for them as well. All ahead on a fabulous Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, Hans von Spakovsky, former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department. He's also a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and also former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission from 06 to 07. Hans, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Mary, I'm doing fine. Morning, Vince.
Morning.
So, Hans, I hear you're out of a job. The president decided to disband the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Here's what I find interesting. So I'm listening to the news this morning, and what do I hear? I hear the story that the commission has been disbanded due to lack of widespread voter fraud.
No, that's not it at all. The reason it was disbanded was because liberals, progressives, mostly Democrats, put up this huge fight to make sure that the commission couldn't do its work. For example, we were trying to get voter registration information from all of the states so we could compare them and see, you know, how many people are there who are dead who are still in the rolls? How many people are there who are registered in more than one state? How many non-citizens are there on the rolls? And all these states, including Virginia, said, we're not going to give you this data. So, you know, you got to sit there and wonder, what is it they're trying to hide? Well, what they're trying to hide is the fact that they're doing a terrible job of maintaining the integrity of our voting system.
I want to ask you about something that, again, the critics of the Voter Fraud Commission have said. And part of it is that there was a Democratic member of the commission, Maine Secretary of State Matthew Dunlap, who actually sued the commission because he was complaining that your commission was not including the Democratic members enough, and he wanted access to documents from the commission. Tell us about that.
Well, that's an absolute and total lie. For example, he claimed that, well, he didn't have any input into the agenda. You know, we held a hearing back in September in New Hampshire, and that he wasn't asked who he wanted to have there as witnesses. Well, he didn't make any requests to the commission for people he wanted in as witnesses. On the other hand, the Secretary of State of New Hampshire, who is a Democrat, said, hey, I would like several experts there from, for example, University of New Hampshire to testify. All those people were witnesses. So Matt Dunlap has directly lied to the press about things going on with the commission and filed a frivolous lawsuit. But that's also part of the problem. We had people like him trying to sabotage the commission from the inside because they didn't want this commission.
Was that Dunlap lawsuit one of the reasons then that it made sense to shutter the commission?
Yeah, more than a dozen lawsuits were filed by progressive groups and others trying to stop the commission from operating. And frankly, the vice president's office was spending so much time fighting this litigation that it was having a hard time trying to do the work of the commission.
Hans, you talk about the Democrats on the commission. Did they show no or little interest in investigating the thing that they were tasked with looking into?
Yes, that's exactly right. In particular, there was also a Democrat from Alabama who said it was like news to him that voter fraud ever occurs. And I could cite you case after case after case in Alabama that's in the database that we've created at the Heritage Foundation where I've worked of proven voter fraud convictions. And yet this guy pretended ignorance of that.
In the time that you had the commission active, what kind of information did you gather on voter fraud around the United States?
Well, for example, we had one witness in New Hampshire who talked about how they compared the voter registration lists and voter histories from 21 states of people who voted in last year's election, they found 8,500 people who voted twice, voted in more than one state, and they matched them by name, birth date, and full Social Security number. So that these aren't any false positives. So we have 8,500 people who illegally voted twice in last year's election.
So by disbanding this commission, has the president just given up, thrown his hands up in the air, and waved the white flag on this, and Democrats win?
Well, yeah, I'm afraid they are going to crow about having a win because the commission's been disbanded. On the other hand, the press statement the White House put out says is that he's assigning the Department of Homeland Security to look into this. And one of the things DHS will be able to look into is how many non-citizens are registered in voting. We know that it's happened in states like Virginia. In fact, we know there have been thousands of non-citizens on the rolls in Virginia. And everybody should realize just how important that is, given that we're having, what, a lottery drawing today for a state legislative race that was tied, and whoever wins it, that indicates who's going to control the House of Burgess.
So does DHS have certain powers that you don't have in order to be able to compel states to give them the information?
Well, the department, DHS doesn't, but the Department of Justice does have the power under federal law to look at all voter registration and other election records. So DHS is going to have to work with DOJ to get that kind of information.
Hans, an exit question for you here. The president tweeting this morning that the election system is rigged and he's pushing hard for voter identification. Do you think it's rigged?
Well, what I do think is that there are people who take advantage of the fact that our system is so full of holes. Again, going back to Virginia, there was a study done earlier this year that found that there are at least 350,000 people registered to vote in Virginia mm-hmm. who are also registered in other states. What we don't know is how many of those folks are actually voting in more than one state.
All right, Hans von Spakovsky, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you giving us this breaking news update this morning.
Sure thing.
All right, chat with you soon. Stay tuned. Janice Dean, the Weather Machine, joins us next, 6:44 on WMAL.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Ben, so a little bit interesting here on the roads this morning. You really just need to be extra cautious, please, as you head out and about. A number of the accidents that we have had have been single vehicle accidents, and that's due to spin outs, slick pavement, cars into ditches. So it's not all clear everywhere you go, so you need to factor that in. In fact, let's go Virginia Interstate 95 northbound in Dumfries with the crash. That is along the right side. 395 looks good as far as being delay-free, really, from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. 270 had the volume still heading into Urbana. Crews say they were with the crash. They have lanes
lanes open now. So out of Frederick, merging off of 70, watch for that stop and go again to get you past Route 80. No problems to report around the Capitol Beltway right now, topside or through Tyson's. Making our travels in Annapolis, 50 at Rowell Boulevard had the crash inside the Beltway on 50 at 450. Also, we had accident activity. So just take it easy, please. Metro Rail reporting that they're on time on schedule, but alert for Amtrak. Northeast Regional Service is suspended between Washington, D.C. and Newport News due to the conditions of the forecast weather. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, we're your weather girl.
Janice Steen, the weather machine.
And have we got news for you.
Janice Steen, the weather machine.
You better listen.
All right, for weather, let's go straight to the source here. Janice Steen, the weather machine, joining us now. Janice, good morning. I know it's a busy morning for you. Appreciate you taking some time out for us.
No problem. How are you guys doing with the bomb cyclone?
Oh, we're handling it so far. Things have been looking good, but you tell us about that. So what could the D.C. area in general sort of expect as we go through the morning here?
Well, I think you're going to see more snow totals the closer to the coast that you get and the further south of the D.C. area that you get. This is a coastal event. This is a true nor'easter blizzard. And so the interior sections of the Northeast will actually see less snow. I have folks that live in northwest New Jersey, and they're like, wow, that's weird that I have less snow than New York City. But again, this is a coastal event. This is a storm system that feeds off the warmer Gulf Stream of the Atlantic, and that's exactly what's happening. It's what we call a bomb. People are calling a bomb cyclone. So it is a cyclone, and it is bombing out. It's going through something we in meteorology call bombogenesis, where the pressure drops 24 millibars within the next, within 24 hours. And this storm is so strong, it's going to probably double that. So it'll probably drop 48 millibars in 24 hours. It's just a measure of strengthening how strong the storm is going to get. And it's going to be very, very large. And I actually read somewhere that the pressure of the storm is going to sort of be equivalent to that of when Sandy was coming up towards the Northeast.
So are there actually, I think I saw some things, hurricane force winds involved in this bomb cyclone. Will there be some regions of the country that are facing hurricane level winds?
Yes, absolutely. We're already seeing wind gusts all along the coast around the Atlantic City area, I believe, of 40, 50 miles per hour. And this storm really hasn't reached its peak strengthening. So there is certainly the chance, I believe, we will see at least hurricane force winds along the coastal areas, especially as you get up towards New England, Cape Cod, and the islands.
So what's the difference between this and a blizzard?
This is a blizzard. Oh, there's no question. This is just another, another catchphrase, another hashtag for a blizzard. And we have blizzard warnings for at least 7 or 8 states right now. So the criteria for a blizzard is it's different in different areas of the country. But for these purposes, it's a quarter of a mile less visibility for the duration of a few hours, and winds of at least 35 miles per hour for the duration of at least 3 hours. And in this case, we could see winds surpassing 35 miles per hour for many hours.
Now, what about snowfall? Have they taken back the amount of snow for like the New York area? I know for our area here, toward the further east you go, and that's also for this area here. I think I've seen them increase the amount of snow levels.
You absolutely have seen an increase in the amount of snow levels. Yesterday, the National Weather Service came out for New York, maybe 3-4 inches tops. And what we were concerned with is if the storm, shifted 50 miles to the west, which can happen, that's yep. Nothing in terms of meteorology for a storm to shift 50 miles. That was going to mean the difference between a couple of inches and perhaps close to a foot of snow. And that's what we're dealing with right now. So it did shift overnight last night. And that's why we're seeing not only blizzard warnings for many other states, but also, upping those snow totals. I believe eastern Long Island, where I live, we're going to get upwards of a foot to 18 inches.
Amazing
stuff.
And
that's probably why we're seeing more snow here, too.
Always appreciate Janice Steen breaking in to give us updates during these weather events. Really appreciate the weather machine. By the way, not only is she Fox News senior meteorologist, she's also the author of the book, Freddy the Frogcaster and the Terrible Tornado, and appropriately, Freddy the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard. Available everywhere. Thank you very much, Janice.
Anytime. Be safe.
Thank you very much. And more on those school closures and everything else coming up, 6:51 on WMAL.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Spring classes are now enrolling. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to theWiseInvestorGroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
All right, 653 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Let's talk to Jessica Enninger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. All major indexes coming off record highs from yesterday. The S&P 500 closed above 2,700 for the first time and just about 46 more points. Can we do it? We could see Dow 25,000 today. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are all higher in Europe and Asia. Now, crude oil rallied. It sits at its highest price in 3 years, which likely means higher gas prices for you at the pump coming. A costly and deadly storm. You're feeling it in D.C. They are in New York, Philadelphia, a blizzard warning for Boston. As that storm moves up the East Coast, it will impact business. Airlines have been rearranging passengers and flights for 2 days. 3,600 flights have been canceled as of this morning, according to FlightAware. Capital One says it's working to fix that tech issue. Customers were charged with duplicate debit card transactions. It says it will not charge any fees. McDonald's new dollar menu is available today. 12 items that cost $1, $2, or $3. And here comes Wendy's with new choices in its four for $4 meals. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
655 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in our Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, number of our accidents, most of our accidents this morning involved spinouts. So do be very careful as you're out and about with some slick conditions around the entire metropolitan area. And the refreeze, definitely a concern, even when those roads have been treated and retreated. So take it easy as you head out and about. Now, through Annapolis, just a brief delay, but do have accident activity 50 near Rao Boulevard. Around the Beltway, pretty good shape here, Maryland and Virginia, as far as the volume. Again, road conditions definitely varying throughout the area. And on the connector road, as you merge toward 123, had that temporarily closed with the car that spun out on that exit ramp. Ramps, bridges, overpasses, extra caution. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow making it slick this morning and will accumulate here. 1 to 3 inches. Winter weather advisory in effect. Winter storm warnings east. 1 to 3 inches for most of us. Then partly cloudy, windy, and cold. As we get into the afternoon, 28. Tonight, clearing, windy, 11. Suburbs, single digits. Very cold day tomorrow, 22. Gusty winds, lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, is 24 degrees, but it feels like 9. 657 on WMAL.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. Or go to joehadid.com.
You're looking for a quick meal. The fast food wars are heating up, but you'll be able to get, that means a dirt cheap meal. Remember the McDonald's dollar menu, a mainstay for years?
Yeah.
McDonald's now announced that they're, you know, they rolled out that new dollar menu today. But also Taco Bell announcing yesterday that now it's going to jump into the war because they're going to sell a new item, nacho fries, for a dollar starting January 25th. I know some people who love Taco Bell. They love Taco Bell. Taco Bell already sells 20 mainstay products for a buck, but they're getting ready to sell 20 new $1 items. They haven't unveiled all of them this year, but the one we got yesterday was nacho fries. So a bunch of new products coming to Taco Bell. Also, Wendy's jumping into this. They said yesterday that they're expanding the chain's 4 for $4 menu, which includes 8 different entrees. You can get like a chicken sandwich and a small order of French fries and a drink, all for $4. So they're competing as well. And you know, this reminds me of a story we saw recently about Subway, which is to say they're bringing back $5 footlongs. Remember $5 footlongs. So that problem, meaning me singing, is coming back because it's a problem for the franchisees. Like, basically, at the national level, they're saying we need to have these great deals to get people in the stores. The franchisees, the guys who own these, like, stores, these individual stores, are saying, will you stop with the deals? This is cutting way into our revenues. This is cutting way into our ability to make a profit. And it's driving them crazy, and especially in Subway, where franchisees are saying that it's just causing just horrible things for them. They're upset with it. So there's conflicting sort of tensions here between the national Subway brand, for instance, and the franchisees who have to actually sell the sandwiches.
Well, Subway sales are declining, and that's probably why they've been down quite a bit, so that's why they're trying to get people into the store. But if you get people into the store and you don't make money, what's the point? That's poor. I don't understand how any of these places can give you a meal for a dollar that is of any kind of nutritional value. That's what I don't understand. That, like, nacho fries, not thinking that if I only have a dollar and I need food, I just don't think that's something that's going to give me a lot of protein and something that's healthy. Not that people who only have a dollar are thinking about that, but...
But does it give you joy? Money can buy happiness, Mary, and nacho fries are proof of it. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right. Coming up, we're going to speak with Daniel Halper with the Washington Free Beacon. We will discuss the Bannon-Trump feud, the craziness.
And speaking of craziness, remember when it was just Brian Stelter questioning the president's mental health? Well, you should have heard the press briefing yesterday. Things truly got insane. 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The news brought to you by Bray and Scarf. Lots of changes to this morning's list of closings and delays. John Matthews joins us live from the WMAL Storm Center.
First, one thing that hasn't changed, Steve, the federal government in the D.C. area. That is opening with a two-hour delay. Unscheduled leave and unscheduled telework is permitted. Otherwise, a lot of closings. D.C. schools are closed today. In Virginia, these school systems all closed. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun, Manassas City, Manassas Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools all closed. Just two delays left. Falls Church City Schools and Fauquier County Schools both opening 2 hours late. In Maryland, it's now a clean sweep. All school systems closed, including Anne Arundel, Calvert, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools all closed. Get a complete list of closings savings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Thank you, John. The D.C. area getting grazed by a massive offshore storm today, bringing a few flakes our way.
Where this storm's developed has been farther offshore, so the heaviest snow is actually closer to the coast in this case, which is a little bit different from what we normally see, because usually those lows develop a little farther west and they hug the coast a little bit more.
Brian LaSorsa there at the National Weather Service. He expects no more than 1 to 2 inches for most of the D.C. region. Much more when you start heading east, over 6 inches headed to the eastern shore in Delmarva Peninsula. Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highways.
Those very cold pavement temperatures in the teens in some locations, and a lot of open areas, and the wind blowing the snow back on the roadway, it's going to be a constant patrol for any icy spots.
He says a lot of the pre-treatment left over from the New Year's Eve storm is getting the job done around D.C. Today's the day a winner is set to be chosen at random in the 94th House District race down in Newport News. Board of Elections officials will choose a film canister with either Republican David Yancey or Democrat Shelley Simons written inside.
And the reason that we do that is we want to make this as objective and as fair as possible. So that's why we put them into the film canisters. There's no way that anybody on the board can then see the names that are in the canisters while we're selecting the names.
Board Chairman James Alcorn, Virginia Code specifies the losing candidate can ask for another recount. It's not clear if the winner will be seated before the General Assembly gets back together next week. Republicans currently hold a 50-49 majority. We have an update on the lawsuit facing an OBGYN at Prince George's County Hospital Center. He's accused of being a phony doctor.
Attorney for the plaintiffs, Jonathan Shakur, says the man known as Dr. Okoda did a lot of damage.
There are allegations, not only sexual boundary violations, but there are allegations of malpractice as well.
Shakur tells WMAL's The Larry O'Connor Show federal investigators found several fake IDs as well as
false or altered medical diplomas with an S, medical transcripts, as well as letters of recommendation.
Shakur says more women are still coming forward. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
An attorney for President Trump's threatening legal action against Steve Bannon over what the lawyer calls disparaging and defamatory statements. Bannon calls a meeting in 2016 between Trump campaign officials and Russian lawyer treasonous. That perked up the ears of Virginia Senator Mark Warner, who sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I think Mr. Bannon should testify either before us or before Mr. Mueller. Clearly, if he's going to make these kind of allegations, I'd like to know under what basis.
The White House calls Bannon's claims false and outrageous. The president's voter fraud commission is no more. President Trump saying it's been disbanded after several states refused to hand over their records. He's instructed the Department of Homeland Security to figure out what's next. Checking your money, the Dow opens today 24,923. The NASDAQ at 70.65. Sports, Wizards opening their new year with a win over the Knicks. College hoops, Virginia beats Virginia Tech. GW falls to Duquesne. George Mason beats UMass. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.